So in the beginning of the parasha, Vayera, we have the story that Avraham Avinu is sitting in front of the tent, and the three malachim come. Avraham Avinu runs to go ahead and bring in the guest. The Torah tells us that Avraham Avinu says the words, Vayera Hashem, Im no matzazichem beinecho, al na ta'avor malavdecho. According to a pshat that says Hashem means, Kishboru tola kishboru, and more Avraham told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do me a favor and wait here. I'm going to go get the guests. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us, learns from here. Avraham is greater than receiving the Shechina. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells, Avraham Avinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you wait, I'm going to go get the guests. So you see, it's a greater thing to have guests than to actually receive the Shechina. So the Chorim say, you see them here, that to have HaKabbalah's Pneshchino, to go and have a call a meeting or Nevuah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a mitzvah as well. Just the Achraz Zorachim is greater. One is greater than the other, but it's still a great thing. So the Chorim ask a simple question. We know the rule. The rule is HaOisik B'mitzvah Potor Min HaMitzvah. Someone who's busy with one mitzvah is not required or is even prohibited to go ahead and to leave that mitzvah to do another mitzvah. So Avraham Avinu is in the middle of doing a mitzvah. Kabbalah Sfinei Shechina. He's talking to Hashem. Kointus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now he's going ahead to do another mitzvah. To go and be Machnis Arachim. How is he going to mitzvah? Put him in a mitzvah. Why is he going to do that? How can he stop one mitzvah to do another mitzvah? That's the question that many Achrayim discuss. Not because he's stopping to do what he would do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do something else.
Hold on, wait.
That means you're stopping. Mekayesh Teim always, we'll get to it in a second, is when you could do actually both. But here you're stopping one to do the other.
You do one mitzvah later. Let's shake a little. Now you can shake a little in an hour or two.
Oh, that's if you didn't start. But he's forgetting that you started. You're talking about Ma'avirim on the mitzvahs. That's another concept. Here we're talking that you're in the middle of a mitzvah. I stop that mitzvah to do something else. So, what? Level of what's greater.
Yeah.
So we learn that's why we never, the rule is we don't know the level of mitzvahs. And even if you know that something is greater, you don't stop one mitzvah or another. So let's start with the, to learn a little bit, just one point in the sugya of Oisek B'mitzvah. There's a machlekes we show you. Oisek B'mitzvah, Potter B'mitzvah. Toises brings. Toises asks the question. He says, what do you mean? The Toises, the sugya is in the Gemara in Sukkah, where the Gemara says that when a people are a shluchi mitzvah, they're going to learn Torah, they don't have to do a sukkah. Why? Says Tosis, I don't understand. According to that, when a person is wearing tzitzis, you wear tzitzis every day. While you're wearing tzitzis, you're doing a mitzvah. If you're doing a mitzvah, we put on tefillin. You're making a mitzvah. Says Tosis, you see from here now. Of course, if you were able to do both mitzvahs, you must do both mitzvahs. We're speaking that when you're doing one, you're unable to do the other one. It's impossible. So then you have a din of oisik mitzvah, potim mitzvah. But if you're able to do both, you must do both. That's so when a person has tzitzis or tefillin, he's able to do another mitzvah. So you have to do another mitzvah. Oisik mitzvah is only if it's mamish impossible to do both at the same time. That's what Tosis says. Sisters, what about the sukkah? Sisters, you have to say that if they would have to be busy in building a sukkah, finding a sukkah, they won't be able to do their shlichus, whatever they're sent to do. But if you're just sleeping, instead of sleeping in a hotel, you're sleeping in a sukkah, what's the difference? You don't have a din of oisik mitzvah, potim mitzvah. That's what Tosis says. Comes the Ran and argues. Says the Ran. Ran brings the Tosis and says, I disagree. He holds, brings different rise to it. That the oisik mitzvah, potim mitzvah is even if physically he could do both. He still has a din of oisik mitzvah, potim mitzvah. Even though he physically can do it. He wants to bring a rise from a Veda. So how you say that even though you could do both, you still have a din of oisik b'mitzvah, potom in a mitzvah. And the what about talis and tefillin? Right? Well, I mean, again, the question of thesis. So then the only difference is you need to have a concept of oisik b'mitzvah. You have to be doing something. When a person puts on tzitzis, he's doing the mitzvah, when he puts on the tzitzis, then he leaves it there. then he's getting schar every minute that he's holding a tzitzis. He's getting schar every minute that he has the tefillin. But he's not oisik b'mitzvah. He's just doing the schar of the mitzvah. Someone who is oisik b'mitzvah is potter b'mitzvah, even though he's physically going and do both. It's possible to do both. But you have a din of oisik mitzvah, potter b'mitzvah. That's the round holds against oisis. Says the Kilis Yankov, what is the makoros here between the Toisis and the Ran? Says the question is, it's based on the Chakira, why Oisik b'mitzvah, potter b'mitzvah? Why when you're busy with one mitzvah, you're potter the other mitzvah? You could say the reason why you're potter mitzvah is because you're honest. It's just impossible to do both. I'm one person, I can't do two things at the same time. So therefore, Oisik b'mitzvah, Oisik with one mitzvah, I can't do another mitzvah, Oisik b'mitzvah, potter b'mitzvah. That's one way to understand it. Or you say, the pshat is, Oisik b'mitzvah, potter b'mitzvah, is that when you have a mitzvah, you're not obligated to do anything else. So to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you different obligations. Your obligations are, when you're not doing anything, you can do this obligation, this obligation, this obligation. But while you're busy with one obligation, this is what you're engaged with. Everything else is out. You don't have anything else. And that's the lashon of the Ritva over here. The Ritva brings a lashon. He says, She'ein chiyuv a mitzvah alav, ad shegi hazmanu v'rishon kodemus. You don't have a chiyuv. There's no chiyuv of mitzvah. Right? That mitzvah is a story because you don't have, the concept is that the ein harishus b'yad, you don't have no obligation, there's no other mitzvah in the world right now while you're sick with a mitzvah. So Tosfos holds that the idea of a mitzvah is you're honest. If you're honest, you mean you're not obligated, you can't do it. That's only if you are unable to do it. Mashaken the Ran hold that Oisik b'mitzvah is not that you can't do it, you're honest. But the pshat is, when you're busy with one mitzvah, you have no obligation to do any other mitzvah. Even though you can do it, you don't have no obligation, you have no chiv. The Kilsan goes in and says, one says, the machlekes, the Drisha and the Taz. The Drisha and the Taz argue, what happens to a person who's Oisik b'tzorchim tzibur? He's busy with the tzibur. And therefore he couldn't daven. Does he have to do tashlumim? We know if someone is onus, he missed a davening, he missed shachris, he davened mincha twice. A person is oisik in mitzvah of tzibur, does he have to daven mincha twice? So the Drisha says he doesn't have to. Similar to an ovel, who missed a davening, he doesn't have to be mashter. But the Taz says you do have to do it. Says, exactly, what's the machlekes? That's exactly the machlekes. The Drisha holds, when I'm doing mitzvah, I don't have any other mitzvahs. So I'm not obligated. Not that I'm onus, that I'm obligated and I missed it. So I don't have to go ahead and recoup it later. But the tazel, your obligations, you can't. So later you have to do it, be mashling the mitzvah. So that's the Kizaka says, that's the machlekes, the Taisis and the Ran is the same machlekes that you have between the Drisha and the Taz. So now that we have this machlekes, there is a Nesivus. The Nesivus goes in and says, that the only time a person is oisik b'mitzvah, is potter b'mitzvah, it's only when the first mitzvah is a mitzvah chiyuvis. Meaning, you're obligated to do the mitzvah. That's your chiyuv. You must go do the mitzvah. So you're not potter of any other mitzvah. But if the mitzvah is not chiyuvis, it's what's called kiyuvis, which means I don't have to do the mitzvah. If I did it, I got a mitzvah. So then you're not potter for the mitzvahs. What is the riot? It seems being a riot that you have a concept that a person who is shomer hegdish, he's a guard for hegdish, he's a makayim mitzvah, but he's considered to be a shomer chinam. So we know the rule is, but mitzvah, a person when he's doing a mitzvah, he's considered to be a shomer sachar. Why is it shomer sachar? Because he doesn't have to give tzedakah. So he's gaining, so to speak, the money he had to give the tzedakah, he's holding on to himself. Says the Sivis, when a person is Shomer Hegdash, why don't you have it in Shomer Sachar? Because he's potter from a mitzvah. He's potter from giving tzedakah. So the Sivis, see from here, that's only in a mitzvah you're obligated to do. But to be a Shomer in of Hegdash, you're not obligated to do it. You're not Mechuyah Badavar. If you want to, you do a mitzvah. When you're doing a mitzvah kiyum, you don't have a din of oisik a mitzvah, potter from a mitzvah. Only when you're obligated to do it. This stems very well with the Ran, based on the mitzvah. When I'm doing a mitzvah, I'm busy with one mitzvah, although the mitzvahs fall through, I don't have any obligation. That's only when I have a chiyuv. I'm obligated to do it. So then you say everything else, there's no other chiyuvim, there's no other obligations. But if I don't have a chiyuv, I'm not obligated to do it. So what do you mean? You can ignore the Torah? Yeah, things you have obligated to do. Makes a lot of sense. There's a story with the Chofetz Chaim that once he was sitting in some meeting of the old Gedolei Torah, and then one of the Rabbanim stopped in the middle of the meeting and said, Rabbi Yisai, Yigi Ezbal Mincha, Rati Dava Mincha. Said the Chofetz Chaim, no, we're not going to Dava Mincha right now. Hey, look at Chofetz Chaim. Why? Oh, it's a good mitzvah, Pratum Bunai Mitzvah. So who are there? What's the problem? You stop to do the other mitzvah. But you see, maybe that is very well with the idea. I don't have any chiyuv in my head. Right now, I'm also something else. I don't have any other chiyuv. So that's what the Sivas wants to say. That's only mitzvah chiyuvis. But if you're only chiyuvis, you don't have an obligation. You don't have that idea. Says the Rishonim Ha'ayman, according to that, we can understand what happened to Avraham Avinu. The mitzvah of a Kabbalah Shechina is a mitzvah chiyuvis. So he says, the pastor says, no, but we don't know what the mitzvah is. But you are obligated to convene with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And not everybody is like it. So obviously, it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. When a person does it, he's mekayem a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah chiyuvis. He's not obligated to do so. Hoisik b'mitzvah chiyuvis, according to the Nesivis, you're not potter from all the mitzvahs. You're obligated to do the other mitzvahs. So therefore, Avraham Avinu was doing what was hoisik b'mitzvah chiyuvis, was able to go ahead, and it was obligated to do the mitzvah of Achrazas Ochel. That's how Shulim Ha'ayim, it says a kishmak idea. Why is Avraham Avinu potter a mitzvah? Because he's hoisik b'mitzvah chiyuvis, not chiyuvis. He wasn't obligated to do the mitzvah, so therefore he doesn't have the potter of the other mitzvahs. But this is a good answer according to the Ram, based on the Ritva. So when you're doing a mitzvah, you're putting anything else. But according to Tosis, that says that you die. The only time you're putting a mitzvah is only when it's impossible to do both. But if it is, you don't have a mitzvah. Meaning it's not a din of the putter, as we learned in the Taz, but it's the idea that Oisik b'mitzvah, he's putting a mitzvah because you just physically can't do both. I don't know if you know his deposition. He can't do both at this moment. He's either with the Shechina or he's doing Echraz Zorchim. So it's not a din that you're potter, so you can do mitzvah kiyumis. It's the chur, the answer to the Nesivis. This idea that the Nesivis says, the mitzvah kiyumis works. There's no din of a mitzvah, doesn't work with chur the tesis. And by the way, some of the questions they have against the Nesivis is the tesis in favor, it says against the Nesivis. So maybe tesis l'shitasai, you can't say tesis l'shitasai. Tesis holds that the idea of the reason why a person is potter in a mitzvah is because he's onus. What can you do? He's stuck. That's what it is. So according to that, how do we answer the question? Why did Avraham Avinu stop one mitzvah and do another mitzvah? So here, this will end with the answer that Tziv says. Tziv says, like, you've got a long answer. But we'll start with a small point that it's brought down, the Chon of Vassim writes in the Kervet Zaharis, but really it's a goin in Shnei Saliyo. And that's really the ultimate question. So, we know what the rule is when a person is learning Torah. Do you stop Torah to go do a mitzvah? The answer is yes. Mitzvah sheiv shalekayim odei acherim, you stop. Why? Oisik b'mitzvah potur mitzvah, I'm doing a mitzvah of Torah. Why did I stop to do another mitzvah? That's the question that Acherim ask. So, says the Goyen, basically the Trace Leo, and that's what the Kavitzor explains. He says, mitzvah talmud Torah is a continuous mitzvah. You have to learn Torah every second of the day. The way the mitzvah was given, the way the chiyuv learning Torah was given is that any time you have another thing that interferes, you don't have to learn Torah. The same way you don't have to learn Torah when a person needs to go and eat and drink, and there's no chiyuv. And the same way a person can be without a Torah to go and do parnasa, says the Goyen, because you need to work. Meaning the Torah was given in a way that you learn every free moment you have, as much as you can when you have free time. But if I don't have the free time, I'm not obligated to do it. It's not that I'm doich a Torah to work, but I'm doich a Torah to eat, I just don't have the chiyuv of Torah when that moment comes. Any continuous mitzvah is a mitzvah, which means you're not doing only one mitzvah your whole life. The Torah was given with tithe mitzvahs. So the Torah was given by definition that you do it when you're not doing anything else. Therefore, it's a mitzvah that Talmud Torah is not part of my mitzvahs. If just other achim. That was not a continuous mitzvah. It was a mitzvah they're doing right now. They were busy in a tzurchet zibur. They got together for a meeting. That meeting is a certain thing. Says in the Netziv, it says the following chiddush. What is the mitzvah of a kapalas mei shechina, minei Hashem? It's part of the mitzvah of Ve'ohavto eis Hashem Elokecha. You have to love Hashem the whole time. Loving Hashem means that you have to love Hashem whenever, any moment you have. You have to love Hashem in a way that if you can be with Him, you want to be with Him. It's a continuous mitzvah. A continuous mitzvah is given in a way that in the minute you have any other obligation, that mitzvah stops to exist. It's the mitzvah doesn't. You don't have the mitzvah anymore. So therefore, Avraham Avinu, who was oisik in a continuous mitzvah out the Hashem's kevel, stop that mitzvah, could be oisik on the mitzvah, then you know the chiyuv, oisik a mitzvah, potum a mitzvah.
Great part.